This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, December 10th. Well, wheat markets yesterday got a nice shot in the arm as after a slightly lower start, markets started to turn around and steadily made their way higher throughout the day and closing firm as well. The push higher yesterday was led by Russia as they started to talk about high food prices. Putin complaining about high food prices, and in fact were record high in some areas of Russia. But he was saying that they're going to do something about it. The ag minister then came out and suggested about a 30% tax on sun oil, and hinting that wheat was probably just around the corner as well. Now, this has been an ongoing issue with Russia for a while, several months as far as high food prices. But as far as the export tax, about a month ago, they announced that they would have export restrictions starting in mid-February through the end of their marketing year, which is June 30th. The end users, the millers, the feed manufacturers, the feed users, the livestock producers, they complained about that and were pressing the government to move up the timeline as far as restrictions and in fact impose some export taxes. And the government actually pushed back against that, saying that they would just keep that plan in place but just offer subsidies to the users. Now we see that perhaps there is more traction among the end users pressing the government. And of course, high food prices are going to catch the attention of government fairly quickly. So it appears that we're probably going to see wheat export restrictions. And of course, Russia is the largest wheat exporter in the world. They set world price. This is going to push world prices higher. It may not push domestic prices higher in Russia, which will be an interesting paradox, because if those prices are not moving higher, would export prices move higher? It just takes more wheat off the market, and a significant part of the exportable supply. And obviously, it depends on what they're going to actually have for restrictions. At the same time, we expect that USDA will probably increase Russian wheat production in their supply-demand report today, along with an increase in Australia, who went from having the third biggest crop on record to now likely having the second biggest crop on record. So they certainly were due, and it looks like yields just got better and better as the harvest went on. On the flip side of that, supply-demand report is expected to show that Argentina's production will be down just slightly. They've not had a stellar year, and in fact, the dryness that kind of spread across the country late in the wheat season is continuing into the corn and soybean planting season. So the supply-demand report will give us a good dose of numbers. We also expect that we'll probably see a reduction in Brazil corn and soybean yields and Argentina corn and soy yields as well. Dryness across much of that, those countries have gotten the planting off to a very slow start. We are seeing some crop stress. It's still early in the growing season, and Brazil, of course, is getting some rain as we speak in those driest areas. But the forecast turns hot and dry again after this rain event moves out through the weekend. So this is an ongoing issue. We've got a very strong La Nina occurring, and that's impacting the South American growing regions. The primary regions, of course, are Brazil and Argentina. A smack dab right across those main growing areas. It's also expected to affect some of the Northern Hemisphere regions as well, and it tends to bring dryness to the U.S. Southern Plains. So far, we've seen that. Much of the winter wheat was dusted in the Southern Plains. They haven't had a lot of relief since then either. So we're kind of bracing for issues of the growing season here in the U.S. Russia has had it even worse than we have. They dusted pretty much their whole crop in the southern region, and it has not improved at all. There's no snow cover. Their crop condition ratings are about 20% poor, which is compared to 6% a year ago. Normally, we're looking, they tend to presume about 10 to 15% winter kill in Russia, although the last couple years haven't been near that high. But this year, the chances of that at least are very high. So we're looking at a rough start to the wheat season next spring in the two major wheat areas, Russia and the United States. We're looking at Russia restricting wheat exports. Obviously, that's a bullish development. It just happened in the last day. So wheat was strong yesterday. We're strong on the night session. We're up another 10 cents in Chicago wheat. We've got the other markets moving along just as strong. Minneapolis keeping pace yesterday, kind of lagging a little bit today. So again, here we see Chicago kind of taking leadership. And this is what you have to be careful of. And when we see the Russian crop get in trouble, even though they raise hard red winter wheat, which obviously would be the Kansas City market, it's going to be Chicago that responds stronger to that because the hedge funds are going to go to Chicago primarily. So we want to be careful with that. As long as Russia is in the headlines for production problems or restrictions on exports, we would expect Chicago to be the better performer. So the crop report today, we're going to be looking at some bullish developments in wheat here just from, you know, Russian. They're going to announce something. They're going to restrict food, you know, exports, and wheat would be the primary component of why food prices are so high. And so we're definitely going to see something coming out of Russia, and obviously that's going to be bullish to the market. Export sales this morning were also pretty bullish, 616,000 tons. That was above the high end of the range of estimates from 250 to 550. Hard red winter wheat, 257,000 of that. Spring wheat was 127,000. And white wheat, 182,000. China bought 65,000 tons of the white wheat. So China's still around the market. It's helping to support things there as well. Corn export sales at 1.3 million, that was a high end of range of estimates, and soybeans at 737,000, that was right in the middle of the range of estimates. So look for a strong day today. I think the wheat market probably has formed some kind of a seasonal low. Normally you're pushing lower into late Dec, early January. I think really we're going to settle into a trading range. The bottom side of the range I think is pretty well defined. Especially in Kansas City. We tested that pretty hard over the last week or two. I think we'll take a run at the top end of that around the 585 area on the front month March Kansas City. That would be my guess. We're about halfway there. We're pretty much right in the middle of that trading range as we speak. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities. You can reach me at 1-800-888-9843.